Welcome back to Dasa Kingdom on the Parsha, Parshas Matos Maaseh. We have a discussion about the Ari Miklat. There are six cities in Eretz Yisrael that an accidental murderer, someone who kills unintentionally, can run there for refuge, because when someone kills, even unintentionally, the family members, referred to as the Goel Hadam, the Redeemer of the Blood, can kill the murderer, even if the murderer was an unintentional murderer. So he can run to one of these cities, the Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge, and through that, the murderer won't be able to kill them. Sorry, the Goel Hadam, the Redeemer, won't be able to kill the unintentional murderer. And the problem is that there seems to be like a disproportionate amount of cities in Israel, where the way they're laid out, and the Gemara points this out, that Be'ever Yarden, the other side of the Yarden, there are three that are built in this week's Parsha, that are made in this week's Parsha, and then in the once they enter, it's Yisrael proper, so they make three more. And that's very disproportionate, right? Because the Transjordan area, Be'ever Yarden, is much smaller than the rest of the land, yet you have three Ari Miklat in this one, three Ari Miklat in this one. The Gemara in Maseches Makos, Daf Tes, actually addresses this question and says, well, let's explain. Be'ever Yarden Shchichi Rotzchim, right? Be'ever Yarden, murderers were more common. Therefore, the Transjordan, Be'ever Yarden, required three Ari Miklat to match the rest of the country, because murder was so common there. But the Bali Tosfos in the Dasa Kingdom ask a pretty obvious question. Wait, hold on. V'ha lo mahani Ari Miklat ela horgin b'shogeg. I thought Ari Miklat only help out an unintentional murderer. But you're telling me over here that there are murderers that are common there, that which implies intentional murderers. So the fact that there are intentional murderers in Be'ever Yarden, that shouldn't have anything to do with the Ari Miklat, and therefore it shouldn't be disproportionate. Now, I think one answer you could say is that perhaps the term Rotzeach can refer to an unintentional murderer as well. The Gemara in Makos, and Mishnah in Makos, actually says that the unintentional murderer has to say, Rotzeach ani, I am a murderer, if people want to give him an honor. So clearly you can give that answer. Another answer I had, I'm not sure, I don't remember if I heard this somewhere or thought of myself or both, but is the fact that there were more murderers, maybe a Yarden, there were a lot of murderers, murder was more prevalent, so that resulted in a general laxity towards human life. And an unintentional murder is typically a result of negligence, people who were not careful enough with human life. Not that they wanted to kill somebody, but it was unintentional murder is a result of some sort of laxity. In fact, the Gemara in Makos explains that if somebody, if it was completely out of his control, there was no negligence at all, that he wouldn't go to the Ir Miklat. That's called ones. But over here, shogeg is where there were things that he could have done, there were precautions he could have taken, and he wasn't careful enough about them. And that is a result of a laxity towards human life, which can result, of course, when murder, intentional murder, is prevalent. And therefore, because in Be'ever Yarden there was more murder in general, therefore it resulted in more unintentional murder as well, and therefore they required just as many Ari Miklat as the rest of the country. But that's not what the Dasa Kingdom suggests. They give another answer. The Bala Tosfos give another answer. And this is based on another mimer of Chazal, and actually in Makos as well, where they say that Hashem is completely in control of the world, and he demonstrates it in a certain way, certain things that he arranges. That sometimes you have people who murder and there are no witnesses, so that you can't bring him to court. And sometimes you have people who murder unintentionally and also no witnesses, so he doesn't have to run, the Goel Hadam doesn't know, and they get away with it. So what does Hashem do? So Chazal say that Hashem, well, sometimes gather them together, these couple of guys together, and the intentional murderer, so we have one who killed b'shogeg, one who killed b'mezid, and they're gathered together somewhere, and Hashem will cause the one who killed accidentally will be climbing a ladder or something like that, and he will fall off the ladder and accidentally kill the intentional murderer, and happen to be there would be witnesses there, so the one who killed unintentionally again, this time in front of witnesses, and therefore he has to go to the Ari Miklat. And the one who killed intentionally over here, he was actually killed. He got the death penalty in a divine manner. And sometimes Hashem arranges the world to be this way. Now, if that's so, say the Bali Tosfos, that means that where you have intentional murderers, so Hashem, and if they get away with it because there are no witnesses, what Hashem often arranges is for there to be unintentional murderers to kill them unintentionally again. So the more murderers you have, also the more unintentional murderers you will have. And therefore it makes sense that a place where intentional murder is prevalent, you will also have a lot of unintentional murder and require as many Ari Miklat as the rest of the country. It's a shame we shouldn't know of such things, and we should work at the other end to be very, very vigilant and careful and aware. Be mindful for our health and the health of others and for the value of human life. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.